something that's happening next month is Joondalup Festival. So we get through Fringe, we get through Perth Festival, and then we have the wonderful Joondalup Festival. The curator is Lisa Estrano, and she joins us today to tell us all about this free festival. It's called Electric Kingdom, and it will feature a magnificent menagerie of gentle giants, including the menacing tiger, the mighty falcon, the roly-poly pandas, and Taruthu, the corner skink. There are so many diverse performances on offer, and you're sure to find something that you like. Lisa, you have been working on this for a solid year. Tell me all about what we can expect to see at Joondalup Festival 2024.
Yes, good morning. Lovely to be speaking with you. Like you just mentioned, one of the premier programs that we've got coming over is Electric Kingdom. So this piece will run for 3 weeks and is a free kind of installation, immersive experience that will take over a harbour. So it's kind of like a zoo.
I mean, it definitely sounds like a zoo. I was reeling off a lot of animal names then.
Yeah, we're literally bringing a zoo to the boat harbour. So, it's quite exciting to see that happen. They're actually large-scale puppets. If you can imagine kind of walking through the harbour at night time, because they are illuminated, you'll have like jellyfish bobbing up and down above your head. And then there'll be a tiger that will rove through and you'll be able to say hello. Pandas will just be behind you rolling around on the grass eating bamboo. Really great one for everyone. I think a lot of families will love this, but I'm just really excited too.
They're so pretty.
Yeah, they're really stunning.
They have come from a Blank Canvas, which is a Melbourne production team.
Yes. So they're based in Melbourne. One of the directors is actually from Perth originally. So he's very excited to be back in his hometown for a little bit.
Books Kid is one of the artists working on it.
Yeah. So as well as the original cast of Electric Kingdom, we have worked with Blank Canvas and some local artists to create a new animal which is going to join the kingdom. So we've created the yakin or bui, also known as the snake neck turtle. And what we've done with this puppet is we've collaborated with Kambani to do the artwork and Books Kid creating the soundtrack. To add on the next layer of special is that this animal will now form part of the Electric Kingdom and, travel the world. So, a little piece of Bulu will go wherever the Electric Kingdom shall.
Because while we say that we're bringing them over from Melbourne, both are Balladong Noongar or Bibbulmun Noongar artists who are representing the culture of Bulu and of Western Australia to the people. So we get to see it first, and then it gets to go all around the world.
Yeah,
is the plan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what else can people see as part of Joondalup Festival?
Yeah, so another one I'd love to tell you about is Aretha, A Love Letter to the Queen of Soul. So this is a major concert that's happening at a university of all places. Musical experience, much more than a tribute show. So if you can just imagine five strong, powerful, stunning voices by five amazing women who come together on stage. The band is on point. Not only are you going to hear Aretha's repertoire, but you're also going to be carried on this really wonderful journey through the storytelling that's done by Jada Alberts, who narrates the life and achievements of this extraordinary woman. I'm actually just getting chills thinking about it again. Yes, it's really incredible work. We're very excited to be bringing it over.
We also get to see the freeze frame opera truck.
Yeah, so that one's happening as part of Living Sculptures. So it's this one is a travelling circus piece, which will be happening at sunset over five different nights across various locations all throughout Joondalup. So for those that are kind of familiar with Joondalup, you'll know it's quite a large area. So we've got, living sculptures travelling all the way from Sorrento to Burns Beach, and the opera truck will be performing at one of those performances.
I genuinely love the idea of opera on the back of a truck.
Yes, yeah. No, it's going to be very beautiful, especially at sunset. So that's a nice free one. You can come down with the family and, pack a picnic and, enjoy some opera on the beach.
If you have just tuned in, we are talking about Joondalup Festival this year, 2024. It is happening until the 22nd of March, and Lisa Estrano has been the curator. Lisa, how do you go about curating an event like this, a festival like this that does cover such a large geographical area?
Yeah, so I mean, I guess it's somewhat challenging, but also it's so rewarding being able to kind of combat like the space and the venues, and it kind of allows you to do like real site specific works as well. Because it is so big, like I think bringing the art to the people within these local spaces that will be transformed into these like little pieces of magic is quite special. And it takes some time, and it takes some getting to know the community, and
which is, I guess, one of the joys of putting together a festival like this, is that you are really meeting the needs of the people in the community that it will be happening in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we are quite a new festival as well. We've only been operating this way for the last couple of years. So as we continue to grow and, really bring the community along with us, like in these spaces where they've not seen, these particular things happen before, really look forward to the growth of it.
Joondalup Festival, again, it's happening from the 2nd to the 22nd of March. You can find out more by heading to the website, joondalupfestival.com.au. Lisa has curated some amazing events, and definitely head down and check out the beautiful sculptures from Electric Kingdom. Once you see them on the website, they are so pretty that I can only imagine what they will look like in real life.
Absolutely.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat today.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to me.